In this tutorial, I will talk about three things. How to use AutoBoot to derive a Bootstrap application. How to use the project method. And how to load those in SimpleBoot and using cutting surface algorithm.
So when we have ON, we should use the projector. It's better to use the projector instead. For other groups, we use AutoBoot, right? Is this the strategy?
Whatever is in AutoBoot, you can use AutoBoot. For group that is not in the AutoBoot, then in principle, you have to write down the projector and derive it yourself. But I'm giving you a code for ON.
So is this code faster than AutoBoot in some cases or not?
Derive Bootstrap application doesn't matter. Even if it takes 3 days, you derive once for all. So deriving Bootstrap application, we don't care if it's fast or not.
Okay, thanks. Does
AutoBoot have SO9?
No, AutoBoot have O2 and O3. This is the file I gave to you, AutoBoot demo. You should first download AutoBoot. This is the AutoBoot package. And I put this file inside the AutoBoot. And this command load AutoBoot package. So to use AutoBoot, you have to specify the group. This specify Z2 group, and the first number is the number of generator in the group.
It's the order
of the group. Thanks. And second number is the. It's a label in a small group library. It's the rank or the group with same order, and this indicator that's the same group, the first group in that library.
So what is the order of a group?
The number of ends. This is finite group. Finite group
is a set.
Okay,
it's a finite group.
Oh,
okay. It's not
any
group.
Okay, so
thanks.
So this set the group to be Z2. And this set is the external operator. First one is the Z2 singlet. So we define epsilon to be Z2 singlet. We define singlet to be this wrap 2, which is the Z2 order operator. So for different group, output have different notations. Then this boot wall derive Bootstrap equation. So in this Bootstrap equation, it's a list of equation. This is the OP coefficient. This one means the multiplicity. So in this case, the multiplicity is always one. So OP square, F is the convolved block. So this is the correlate epsilon sigma. Then we want to plug in sigma. So this is a term corresponding to your plug in sigma. And summation over all the Z2 odd operator, but it's also spin odd. This minus means spin odd. So we have summation of all the operator in this sector, OP square, and convolved block. So that's the format of this file. F means UV exchange odd. H means UV exchange even. So this is a Bootstrap equation. This is after the format, but the raw format is this one. So this single corresponds to this term. So this is the raw format. I will save this file to the folder. Those are the equation from AutoBoot. Now,
and this you do everything locally, not on the
computer. Yeah, I do. You do it on your computer. In the tutorials, there's another file, demo crossing vector object. So this file try to this file read the output of simple boot and transform it to the cross vector object that simple boot can read. So this load the output from AutoBoot. So that's the AutoBoot equations. This function takes the AutoBoot equation and produces crossing vectors. So here I have to specify the external operator, sigma epsilon, and this is the file that I want to save for the crossing vector. So after I execute this command, I can find the crossing vector, this one. So this one contains a crossing vector that you can directly use in simple boot. Let's take a look at those crossing vector. So remember the format I told you yesterday. This wave block are crossing vector, and those are the channel of the crossing vector. Those are the actual crossing vector. So for example, this is this is Z2 even channel and spin even. And the crossing vector are this term. So let me take a look at this term. So it should look familiar to you. The OP basis are not the same as what we derived yesterday. And the order is a bit not the same, but it's equivalent. Okay, so now we can let me copy this file to the workspace. And in the tutorial, I have an example using OE AutoBoot. This is the file load the load the crossing vector from AutoBoot. So this command load the that file contains crossing vectors. Let's take a look at the crossing vector. So in simple boot, I wrote this function object get, which can access this type of structure. So it's some string arrow to the data, and you can use this object get to access the data. It's essentially the association in Mathematica. The reason I wrote this function is because when I wrote this function, I only have Mathematica 8, which don't have association. So, but it's used all over the place in the package. So now it's hard for me to switch to association. So sorry about that.
What does it do? What does it do, this command? What do you
Okay, let me go through this command for you. So this object get, if you have a data like this, some string to something, and inside you have some string to something, you can use object get a to access the data here. And inside it is a list. So you can use this to get the element 2 and 3. You can put another A here to get the A element to here, A to here. So or you can, again, it's a list, so you can put that's it. So basically, you can use this object get to access the data. It's same as the mathematical association. Anyway, so let me put the Z2 even channel in this object get. So this is the crossing vector. And you can take a look at the crossing vector. It's equivalent to the crossing equation that we derived yesterday. So the rest are the same. Now for gap configuration, you have to use the outer boot notation. This wrap 2 is Z2 odd. Wrap 1 are the Z2 even. Then the rest of this file are exactly the same as yesterday. So this part are the same. And you just run this file. The output are the same. So this is how you load the output equation into simple boot. Let me do a few more examples. Any questions so far?
Could you say where the auto boot, how to install it, where it is located?
I'm sorry. I should send you a link. You can search the auto boot paper, and just search auto boot bootstrap. Could you open the paper? I think they have a link to the repository. Here. Could you send this in the Slack channel so other people can?
Are you supposed to clone this on the
yes.
cluster or on the?
On your laptop. So let me do a few more examples. So this is a O3 group. This set O3 group, and this command set the external operator. So first one, O3 singlet. Second one, O3 vector. So here, auto boot, they use this V 1 minus 1. So this notation is the following. So this is the rank of the wrap. And this means the that's the Z2 inside O3. So O3 is a matrix. When the matrix determinant it can be positive or negative, so this denotes that determinant positive or negative is a Z2 group. So this denotes plus minus 1 in the Z2. So for the so the Z2 element in O3 is this one. Basically, it's the it takes 5 to minus 5. So for 5i, on OC vector, that's rank 1, and it's minus under the Z2. Sorry, that's something wrong. Let me create the kernel. So this is the O3 bootstrap equation. Meets O3 singlet and O3 vector. Now I save this to a file. Okay, we can do same thing, but now for O3 singlet, O3 vector, O3 traceless symmetric tensor. Now here, the traceless symmetric of phi I phi j is ranked to tensor, and the pari the Z2 is even because you have phi I phi j. Under that transformation, it's even.
Ning, what kind of structure does the text file end up having?
You mean this?
Yes.
It's same as this. So let's take a look. This is the. So it's this format. It's basically those expressions. That's the equations, not crossing vector. Then once we get the equations, we save it to the to this file, and then now we go to this demo cross vector object. This here, I load the crossing equation from this file, so that's the crossing equation, bootstrap equation derived in AutoBoot. And I use this command to produce the actual crossing equation. So crossing vector. Now those are the crossing vectors that you can directly use in simple boot. So let's do not last example, on with singlet, a vector, traceless symmetric tensor, and rank 4 tensor. So this one is rank 4 tensor, and it's phi I, phi j, phi k, phi l. And the under Z2, that's Z2 even. So we have 4 here, 1 here. So the crossing equation is a lot. I think this takes maybe 2 or 3 minutes to finish. Then you can load this to crossing vector. And then you can, in simple boot, you use this command to load the crossing vectors, and you specify the bootstrap condition here. You specify all the channel here. You specify the gap for each channel. So that's basically how you set up a bootstrap condition using the bootstrap equation from AutoBoot. Any questions? That is a comment here might be helpful. So those are all the the argument this generate gap template. The argument is all the channels. So those are the channel name. If you execute this, it opens a notebook and just print out some gap configurations that you can copy paste to this file. So in principle, by the end of this week, you can run O3 with four operator mix. But I'm doing that with Jinchen, so please don't scoop us. okay, so now next, let me show you how to use the bird track method.
So for output, it's up to O3 only.
It has O2, O3, and a lot of finite group. So this is a file contain ON projectors. This is a package to handle some tensor index. So if you open it, it has a lot of projector. And I'm not going to explain the whole thing, but basically, it's some projector, and those projectors are coded by Yin Chen, and here they are coded to check they are actually the correct projector. For example, this check they satisfy the orthogonality for the projector. And this check, if you trace, remember one of the properties, you trace the index of the projector, you get the dimension for the wrap. So this is this check the wrap, check the dimension of the wrap. So in this code, there are many projectors. And so this part define a projector object. If you execute this part, that contains a list of projectors in this format. So it's always projector of some operator. Then the wrap of the intermediate operator to some projector. The group number could be any integer. So we have projectors for TTTT, TV, TV, and a lot. So those are the projectors. The dimension of the intermediate wrap. So those are the wrap. We have strange notation. So this notation means the Young tableau 2-2. This notation means the Young tableau 4. So those are all the representations that can appear in vector scalar twisted symmetric tensor system. Okay, so those are the projectors for arbitrary n. To use this code, so how to use this code? In this section, I show you how to use this code to derive the actual crossing vector. So this is deriving crossing equations. So you should first load this package. This command change the project convention to simple boot convention. So the project in this object are in the project convention. Remember, we have three conventions. Project convention satisfy p squared equals to p. But then alpha 551 is not 1. So this change the convention from project to simple boot convention. In simple boot convention, alpha 551 is always 1. So this switch convention, and I set n to be 5. So you can check the dimension of the wrap. This is a command to actually derive the bootstrap equation. you have to specify the projector here and a list of external operator. So the format is V is the name of the operator. Capital V is the rep. So I specify a small v is in the vector representation. S is in the singlet. T is in twisted symmetric tensor. So those notation has to correspond to the notation in the projector. So in the projector, T corresponding to twisted symmetric tensor. Okay, so after you execute this function, it produces a bootstrap equation for this system. Then I think it take it's slower than auto boot, probably take a few minutes. Then you use same command to transform crossing equation to crossing vectors, which is this command. It's the same as auto boot. The format as output of this command. The format are same as auto boot, just the wrap are labeled differently. So let me see. So the output is this file. It's the crossing vector. Those are the crossing vector. So those are the channel. It's very similar to auto boot, just now the name of the wrap are some name I gave to it. Okay. You can also use this to do tensor group. This command produces the crossing equation for tensor group. The input is a list of projectors. So here I put a projector for O6, projector for O2. That's some projector I predefined in similar way. And here that's a list of operators. So in this example, I specify operator V to be its vector in O6 and also vector in O2. And I define an operator T, which is a twisted symmetric tensor in O6, singlet in O2. And I have to specify the wrap for vacuum, that's singlet in O6, singlet in O2. And here I specify a list of correlators that I want to derive bootstrap equation. So after that, you can use sorry, I think my command here is wrong. You can use this command to transform crossing equation to crossing vectors. Okay. So this code derive a lot of equation for different mix. So in principle, you can use this code to derive bootstrap equation for arbitrary n for vector singlet twisted symmetric tensor. Any questions so far? Okay, good. So next, let me show you how to use. I think my okay. So this part finish. You see, this is the output of this derivation. It's basically same as the output format, except the name of the representation are labeled differently. Okay, next I want to show you how to use cutting surface algorithm. So to make it simple, I'm going to use easing Sigma Epson system as an example for illustration. Then I have a file for O3 which you can run later by yourself. So this is the file for using Sigma Epson system. The cosine vector are the vector we derived yesterday. And you specify blocks here. And this tells simple put about the cosine vector and the conformal block specification. This part set the gap in various channels, so it's same as yesterday. Now the difference is the following. So when we use OP scan, the bootstrap condition have two parts. One part is alpha dot those way even way odd are positive, but a special part is alpha dot way theta should be positive. So in this code, we have to set up two parts separately. The reason is that in the OP scan, when we scan different OP ratio, only this condition change. This condition doesn't change. So we set it differently such that in OP scans, the part that doesn't change can be reused, so it's a little bit faster. So this part set up the condition for every channel except V theta. So it's basically the same as the condition I showed you yesterday. Normalization is identity. This is the objective. We set objective to be zero. And this part take whatever you wrote in the gap configuration and translate that to the positive matrix. This part is the part defines the V theta term. So now this part is a bit special. Let me explain it. Yesterday, what we did is we put this cross vector to here. That's what we did yesterday. So this cross vector V theta, let me show you what's inside. So this is a five component. Each component is a 2x2 matrix. This term corresponding to the V theta term in the cosine vector object. So this term corresponding to this term. But what you wrote in the cosine vector object is an abstract way to write cosine equations. But here, those denote polynomials. So in this term, those just some placeholder for the polynomial. Then this function will take the set of derivative, what's the value for m and n, and take those value and translate this object to actually plug in L, plug in M and N to actually produce the vector with explicit L, M, N. Okay, so this command contract to OP coefficient with the 2x2 matrix. So this map is a mathematical function so this is a pure function. This map takes this pure function acting on those 2x2 matrix. So let's take a look at the output. Now the output is five component vector. Now each component is no longer 2x2 matrix. instead the 2x2 matrix are contracted with this 2 OPE coefficient. So it become just one by one matrix. So it's OPE square multiply whatever term here. Okay, so this command basically means we want to plug in OPE to contract with that V theta term. And I put this term to here to set up bootstrap condition. Is this clear to you? I'm trying to plug in, this function try to do lambda dot v theta dot lambda. Okay, so here we define the main part and the theta part. So these two commands save the template as a file. So those save the template. But now we need the actual function to produce SDP. So those are the function to produce SDP. For the main part, the input is a point. So the input is delta sigma and delta epsilon. So I set delta sigma and delta epsilon equals to this point. Now I use a different function from yesterday to produce SDP. So it's generate SDP, but as a mathematical expression. So what happens here is that simple boot will read a template from this file, and call scalar block mode to generate a conformal block, then plugging the conformal block into the mathematical expression and obtain the SDP as the mathematical expression. So that's different from yesterday. Here the procedure is that I take a crossing vector block specification, special assumption, call scalar block to produce conformal block, and then plugging those into the mathematical expression. The computation is done inside the mathematical. Then after that, I simple put will translate the mathematical expression to an actual SDP. So this in this way, it will be much slower than output mode. But in this way, simple boot have access to the explicit SDP data. And this is actually quite useful. You can, inside mathematical, you can explore all the conditions. Mathematical will know the, for example, the functional alpha, the objective, the normalization. So in the exploratory stage, this is actually quite useful, but it will be slower. So basically, this function produces an SDP in mathematical. So this is the V theta part. Here, I manually fix OPE EEE to be epsilon 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 to be 1, and sigma sigma epsilon is the first OPE. So the two arguments. First argument is a point in delta space. That's delta sigma delta epsilon. Second argument is the value for OPE ratios. So the second argument is SS sigma sigma epsilon over epsilon epsilon epsilon. So I normalize epsilon 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 to be 1. Okay, so this is the code to produce SDP. This code turn off SDP to input mode. So if you specify this option, that indicates you want to run simple boot in Mathematica mode. So SDP will be produced inside Mathematica. Any questions so far? So now we are ready to call the solver. So this is a function to call the solver. So the code inside here will be sent to the cluster and submit as a job. So first part produce the SDP template, and this part set initial points. Now the OPE scanner has to take two arguments. One is the OPE for the main part, and the second one is the OPE for the SDP for the V theta term. So these two parts are specified separately. This is the initial point for delta sigma and delta epsilon. This argument is the initial point for the OPE coefficient. So we only have one OPE here. And this value, you can choose whatever number. So this is a bounding box for the OPE coefficient. So I set bounding box between 0.9 and 0.5. So if you set a smaller bounding box, it will run faster. The rest are the same as yesterday, the option for SDPB. And we specify we want to use DeLaunay search. OK, then you can submit this job. This is the output. So same thing, it call scalar block mode to produce a conformal block. But now it doesn't call SDP to input. Instead, it just directly plug in the block into the Mathematica template. OK, so this will run a bit will run much slower than the version that without an OPE scan. So mainly because the SDP produced in Mathematica is a bit slow. So a generator SDP in Mathematica is a bit slow. This is a result. This part is the result of the OPE scan. So let's compare that with the so here, this island is the island with OPE scan. This is without OPE scan. So I put two islands together. And it's the same lambda. Here you can see clearly it's a much stronger condition. So what does this mean? This means on those points, you can find a solution to the bootstrap equation. But on each delta phi, on each delta sigma and on each delta epsilon, there must be multiple operators. So those points will be excluded by OPE scan. If you demand there is only one OPE coefficient, then those points are disallowed, but those will be allowed. Any questions? Yes.
Probably I missed it, but how many steps are you doing of the cutting surface algorithm?
It's automatic in the scanner. It will take many steps.
Should we be able to change it? Is it interesting to change or not at all?
Oh, so that's controlled by your bounding box. So the algorithm will not stop until it either rule out the volume in the bounding box, or it find an allowed point. So the algorithm will continue until either you find...
It will stop. It's not like... Okay.
You shouldn't stop it because you should run that until it either draw out the volume or it find a feasible point.
Okay. Thanks.
So if you want it to run faster, you should specify a smaller bounding box. So in practice, what you can do is that you start with a small lambda and run this with OP, or let's say you first do this without OP scan, and then you use EFM to which I'm going to talk about later this week, how to use each extremal functional method to get some rough idea about the range of the OP coefficient. Then you set up a bounding box. After you finish this computation, you go to higher lambda, and there you can set a smaller bounding box. And that's how it works. I also want to show you the what's inside the, so how those data are stored. So the data are stored in this variable. Sorry. I should. So the data are, after you download the project file to your laptop, then the data is stored in this global variable. This data are the data in the project folder and stored in the project status. So this data is the data in this global variable. Here you see multiple entries. So this one specify the scheduled point. So some point, let's say initial point, you want the scanner to scan. So that's in here. And this indicate this point is under calculating, and this is the job ID. And this part stores computed points. So it's delta list is the scaling dimension, and terminate reason is primal or dual. Primal means primal feasible, dual means dual feasible, and this is the location of another file, which contains the OP scan steps. Okay, so also there are some predefined symbol. You can use this to access all the computed points, and you can use this object get to access let's say first computation, and so this will return the delta for the first point. If you want first and second delta, you use this command. Okay, so that's for easing. So this return all the calculated points, but the terminate reason is always primal. So this is a list of feasible points. And in these feasible points, let's take a look at the first feasible point. So last theta is the last OPE that the cutting surface algorithm stand. So this is the OPE that in the computation SDP find primal feasible. So it find primal feasible at this OPE. So let's check if this is correct. So those are the OP coefficient from David's paper. then the ratio of the OPE is indeed around 0.68. So this is the computation David did at lambda 43. This is the first primal point in this computation, and it's lambda 11. You see the OPE are quite accurate. So in principle, you could set a much smaller bounding box. Okay, so this is a OPE scan for easing. Just show you another example for O3. So this is the O3 example, and here the crossing vector comes from the projected derivation. So this is the crossing vector from that projected computation. Those are the sorry, I get confused. This is not from the projected computation. This is from AutoBoot. So those are the AutoBoot notations. So you can take a look at the crossing vector. So the setup is basically the same. We specify crossing vector, we specify block, and here are the gap configuration. So here we specify we want singulate in singulate channel spin 0, we want delta larger than delta 3, delta larger than 3. Same for vector and for traceless symmetric tensor. And the rest are sorry, I think I made a mistake here. This part is not correct. Okay. Now it's correct. So set the rest in the rest of channel, the gap is unitarity bound. Then there is a function set up the main part of the crossing vector, and this set up the v theta term. Again, you need to contract this v theta term with the list of OPEs. Here we have to scan 5 OPE, 5 OPE coefficient. Okay, so and here when you produce the actual SDP, you have to specify the value for those OPE. So these two functions here produce the actual SDP. And the rest are same as the easing case. Just now I set up a different bounding box. Okay, so that's end of this tutorial. Any questions? Okay, so I have some exercise for you.
I'm getting worried.
So the exercise is not hard. First, go through the easing OP scan and try to run this file to scan the easing island. Now the exercise. Try to use AutoBoot or use this project method to produce crossing equation for O2. Right? I'm sorry. I have so many typos. for the O2 vector scalar system. So it's vector scalar mix, and try to modify the code that I sent you yesterday to load the crossing equation and scan the O2 island without OP scan. So with OP scan, it's quite slow. Without OP scan, you should be able to finish maybe within an hour. And for initial points, you can look at it's essentially try to produce this paper, figure 3. Okay, that's it. Thanks.